And great thing that's happening if you love literature and you love your bike, it is this year's Book Ride, which is seeing the city from a new perspective. And it's books on Bathurst. It's happening this Saturday, celebrating not only Jane Jacobs' 100th anniversary, but also the extraordinary June Calwood. And we are welcoming into the studio Amanda Lewis, programming director and co-founder, and the irrepressible Janet Joy Wilson, spokeswoman, co-founder, woman about town. Good morning.
Good morning.
She's got so many titles, I can't even.
You know. I love this new one, woman about town.
head of NATO, I'm not sure what's going on. Okay, now this is the third annual book ride. How?
Yes.
Tell us about, let's go back 3 years. Okay. What was the inspiration for all this, Janet?
Well, so Amanda and I work for the same company, Penguin Random House Canada.
Hmm.
But we also, unbeknownst to the other, were involved as volunteers with Cycle Toronto,
right,
doing advocacy work for cycling infrastructure in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a meeting, and as I tell the story, Amanda walked into the room and I looked at her and I thought, books. And here we are with bicycles. We should put them together.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
So we had so many ideas. We were back and forth, back and forth. I thought, this is never going to happen because mm-hmm. there's too many.
Right.
And then we had coffee at this great place in Spadina. And over the course of an hour, we had distilled all of our ideas into the name, the Reading Line,
mm-hmm.
a location, the Green Line, which was is a hydro corridor,
yeah,
that we felt was an ideal east-west link for pedestrians and cyclists and could be developed into a linear park.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to highlight that. And then along the way, highlight local authors who spoke to urban planning, the community. There were community gardens along this strip. And so we did that in October. It was very cold. It was challenging because we were also happening the same day as Nuit Blanche.
Right.
Wow. But we had great support from park people that year, from the people who attended. They loved it. It was free.
Mm-hmm.
We encouraged people who used bicycles as businesses to join us. And so there was Vert Catering who provided free samples of sandwiches to people. We had from Sweet Flower Bakery, they donated cookies. So people were really happy. You're listening to great words, and we're feeding them. And so we decided for year two that we would tie into Bike Month.
Mm-hmm.
So that we had some built-in publicity, because this is a volunteer passion project for Amanda and I.
Sure.
And so we don't have, you know, a company funding this. Mm-hmm. We're doing it on our off hours because we love books and we love bicycles, right? And so year two, to tie it, like I said, into Bike Month, we had some advertising. We could have Cycle Toronto support. And the month of May should be a bit warmer than October.
Yes, it should.
Yeah, it should be. last year was our second year again. We have so many ideas. We were so ambitious, and we did books on Bloor, so from Six Points all the way over to Castle Frank.
Wow.
And so this year we've dialed it back to Bathurst Street, three stops where authors will be, politicians, community leaders, and focusing on two extraordinary women.
Mm-hmm.
And really the reason for this year's ride focus is Amanda, and I'm going to turn it over to you because, you know, being irrepressible, I could just keep on
talking.
That's true.
Well, tell us, Amanda, about this year's event. It all kicks off at 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, it kicks off at 3 o'clock at Fort York Library.
It's
a beautiful library, and it's actually this weekend on the 29th is the second anniversary of Fort York Library opening.
Right.
So if you haven't been there, it's a great way to celebrate this beautiful space. And a lot of people don't know about this new community that's sprung up in the Fort York neighborhood.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons we're starting off there. And as you mentioned in your opening, we're focusing on Jane Jacobs and June Calwood this year. Jane Jacobs would have been 100 on May 4th. So there are celebrations planned the entire year, May 4th this year, until May 4th of next year.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to all the stuff that Jan Joy and I are doing, I sit on this group called Jane 100, which is planning 100 days of Jane
mm-hmm.
in that time. So the Reading Line fits into that Jane 100. I'm also editing a new book by Jane Jacobs called Vital Little Plans, which comes out this fall. So it's been all Jane Jacobs all the time. And June Calwood is one of my personal heroes. And I don't mm-hmm. think people A lot of younger people don't know about her and her legacy. So we wanted to really explore the legacy of Jane Jacobs and June Callwood, two amazing writers and activists who helped us look at the city in an entirely new way and look at those communities who may be overlooked by mainstream media or by the majority. So we're focusing on these women on this stretch of road, starting at Fort York Library at 3 p.m. with Tanis Rideout and Grace O'Connell. And they are two local novelists. Tanis Rideout has a novel called Above All Things, and it is a wonderful blend of fact and fiction set in 1924 about George Mallory and Sandy Irvine attempting to summit Mount Everest.
Right.
So, you know, nice cooling,
cooling story
for this time of year. But it's told also from the perspective of Ruth Mallory, who is George Mallory's wife, who's left at home wondering if he's going to return.
Mm.
Tanis Rideout is the Poet Laureate of Lake Ontario. We actually have two Poet Laureates on this year's ride. So she will start us off, and then we'll have one to bookmark or bookend this ride. The other novelist appearing at Fort York Library is Grace O'Connell, who has a novel called Magnified World. And that was our new face of fiction in 2012 at Random House Canada. It's this fantastic book set in Toronto, all about grief and how it affects our mind, our psyche. And one of the reasons that we picked this book is because when I think about Magnified World, I picture the main character, Maggie, riding her bike around Toronto and how she explores an entirely different way.
Right.
Then we're leaving Fort York Library and traveling with the bicycle, the police bicycle units
from Division 13 and 14.
Exactly. Right. They're riding with us. It's an entirely family-friendly affair. If you're feeling nervous about riding on the street, please don't. It's a very slow-moving, family-friendly ride. We're riding up Bathurst to Tollkeeper's Cottage. We're being welcomed by the historians there. And we're hearing from Denise Pinto, who's the executive director of Jane's Walk, and two local authors, John Lawrence and Fatima Syed. So there's a new book coming out June 1st from Coach House Books called Subdivided, City Building in an Age of Hyperdiversity.
Right.
And it looks at Toronto and this issue of diversity. We talk about diversity is our strength, but now we have so many diverse neighborhoods and cultures living in the same space. Are we really, is it really functioning? Mm. We see socioeconomic disparities just widening and spreading across the city. So this new book, which I mentioned, comes out June 1st. The launch is actually tonight at Revival on College. It's free. It's open to the public if you want to come.
We'll check that out.
And it is edited by Jay Pitter and John Lawrence. John Lawrence is a local journalist. He works the City Hall beat a lot. So he's one of the editors of the collection. He'll be speaking about the legacy of Jane Jacobs and if we're actually fulfilling her legacy these days. And one of the contributors, Fatima Syed, will be speaking about finding spaces for spirituality in the city.
And I have to jump in about the Tollkeeper's Cottage Museum, because for anybody who knows that there's a bit of an incline up Bathurst Street from Bloor. There is a temptation at the Cottage Museum. They are making lemonade and cookies for us. So available for a donation, but I thought that was a good incentive.
Keep going up that hill.
And actually we stop right before it gets really steep.
Just a slight incline.
And then from there it's all downhill. to June Callwood Park, where we're ending at 6 p.m. And June Callwood Park, if you haven't been there yet, it's this
gorgeous,
amazing space. In the city, it's bright pink. And to match our shirts, which are bright
pink. Which you can
see
on the radio.
Well, it's radio's black and white.
Exactly.
So the full effect isn't shown.
So this space opened in 2012, and it's an urban forest. It's really conducive to local children playing, because June Callwood loved kids, as so many of us know. And it's designed as a physical map of this voice print of one of her oft-quoted sayings, I believe in kindness, when she was asked what she believed in God or in the afterlife. So we're having our grand finale there with S. Bear Bergman. Bear is a storyteller, educator, publisher of Flamingo Rampant books for kids, which are picture books that are LGBTQ friendly, feminist, racially diverse. And he'll be speaking about June Callwood and about his new book, Blood, Marriage, Wine, and Glitter. Bear is a dear friend of mine, so I'm really happy to see him in this space. And also our final presenter is Anne Michaels.
Nice.
Anne Michaels, beloved Toronto novelist and poet, poet laureate of Toronto, and her 1996 book, Fugitive Pieces, is beloved by so many people, is number one bestseller on the bestseller list for 3 years
that's
running.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so that's it.
This is a fantastic exercise that you've put in here. So if It's free. Anyone can join. You show up at just before, I imagine, 3 o'clock at the Fort York Library with your bike.
Yeah, and the thing is that we want to stress as well, what was really sweet about last year's Books on Bloor was that it was along the Bloor subway line.
Mm-hmm.
So if you walked or took transit, well, bail or hop on and hop off the reading line.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
And so with Books on Bathurst, we have three locations. So if you just wanted to meet us at 4:30 at Tollkeeper's Cottage, you could do that. If you wanted to rent a bike share bike, or if you wanted to rent a bike from Bateman's or Curbside Cycle, two cycling companies in the annex. If you just wanted to meet us at the end for a wonderful party at June Colwood. So we don't force anybody to ride a bicycle. There's also a Bathurst bus that people could use.
That's right.
You know, so we want to make it accessible. It's we want to share the author's words and like Jane Jacobs' words of eyes on the street. Here you get to be eyes on the street from the perspective of two wheels and seeing and hearing the city from a new way.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite wonderful and extraordinary.
How many people do approximately are you expecting?
Well, what we should, from the amount of outreach this outreach director has done, you know, minimum 100, 150.
Is that
That's
right?
great.
You know, it's like a Jane's Walk, but on two wheels.
Right.
It's free. It's accessible. It's such a variety of programming. There's something for everyone. We also have asked and invited the politicians from each ward to speak at each of the locations and so to share why they care about those three locations as well. So it's community outreach involvement. Last year we got up to 75-100 at High Park when it was sunny, and people still stayed with us when the rain came down at the end of the day.
Nice.
So this year part of the planning was to have one indoor event.
Smart thinking. Well, it sounds like a wonderful ride again
really
this
does.
Year. I wish you all the best. Everyone should get out and participate in it. It's this year's book ride, Books on Bathurst. It's happening this Saturday. The meetup is just before 3 p.m. at the beautiful Fort York Library. If you want to get a completed program and reading schedule, go to thereadingline.ca. And we've been speaking to Janet Joy Wilson and Amanda Lewis, both co-founders of this event. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much for your time.